This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Browns fan writes for NFL.com. He's Mr. Mark Sessler. Mark, good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
Hey guys, good to be here. A little bit of a happier situation than a week ago when we spoke.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Yeah. What'd you think? Your impressions of the Browns against Cincinnati?
Well, I think it was a good step, you know, and it's the next step would be getting to the point where if you're a Browns fan, you can expect a certain floor at least from the offense every week, and I mean in a successful floor versus what the ceiling is. And they have talked all offseason about wanting to make Baker Mayfield a more active quarterback with play action. We saw that against the Bengals where that wasn't really working at all against the Ravens, causing lots of concern. You want to establish the run. I mean, this is the best backfield in the NFL right now. And I think the trick is finding a way to use both Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And what we saw on Thursday night was extremely successful. They quieted some of the Odell Beckham noise. And honestly, like, it was a game where I was watching this. We've just moved into a new place. We're in California, so we'll rent until the end of time. But we have a little bit of a garage space. And I basically told the family that I've been with 24-7 since March without a single five-minute break, the garage is going to be mine. The garage is mine for this time period. And I was watching that game out there, and I really just had to watch it alone because it was just like this as a Browns fan. They could not lose that game. You cannot lose to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And what I really liked was that they stepped up on both sides as best they could, and I thought they just answered. Coming off a week where there was a reason for a lot of Browns fans to be anxious, agitated, nervous, all the feelings. And by the end of that night, you just walked away saying, they've completed their plan. This is what they talked about doing it. They did it that week. Now comes Washington.
All right, so how do you fix the Browns' defense? They did complete the plan, but half that plan gave up more than 30 points again.
Well, the defense is a huge issue. I think that part of it was getting healthy and to get Mac Wilson back and get, you know, Greedy Williams and these guys. I mean, it was a body count issue to some degree. I really think losing Grant Delpit threw some of their plans into the blender, and I think maybe they're just, at best, bottom half of the league defense, and they're going to have to deal with that. I think that, you know, if you go back and look at the metrics, Myles Garrett played one of the best games of anyone across the league in terms of generating pressure. I know people want, you know, three or four sacks, you know, but that's just not the way these games play out. You need him to show up week after week, and this is a great opportunity against the Washington defense offense that has been problematic. They just lack weapons, and you've got a young quarterback in there. So you build off last week, and you get healthier. And, you know, we haven't really had a chance to see what their secondary is and their linebacking group with all the injuries.
Mark Sessler's joining us. Mark, what did you think of Baker Mayfield's performance against Cincinnati?
Well, I think you got Baker Mayfield with a little bit of confidence and attitude, and that had just been missing. And a direction. It seemed to be the offense had a real purpose, and it wasn't another one of these games, you know, from last year where after the first, you know, two or three drives, they're heading into a completely directionless swamp. I mean, it was the opposite of that. And I think that Baker Mayfield has to look for games that he can stack and build one on the next and get more comfortable in the scheme. He looked comfortable. I mean, to me, that was like such a to-do for last week. It was like, we get there was no preseason. We get that the offseason was jagged, but that's also true for 31 other teams, many who switched their offenses around. So, you know, we really can't wait till November to find out what we have here. And so it was a big step forward because I thought you got the next day on Twitter, for instance, everyone pointing out these great throws that Baker Mayfield had. He had the interception, but I really looked at a guy who looked like the Baker Mayfield that we had seen in 2018. Confident, knew what he was doing, and people around him making plays. Complete contrast to week one.
All right, so how did Kevin Stefanski then compare as a head coach? You know, you look at week one, it looked like a week one head coach. I mean, it was a rough loss for him, but in a short period of time, they were able to turn things around. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you come back and it may be a game that's not as tough as one, not as easy as another, and I don't think any games in the NFL are easy, but, you know, now you've got another challenge this week. What do we expect from him, and what have we learned about him?
Well, I think, you know, last week we asked, like, what is it they need to do? What do you want to see from Kevin Stefanski going into the Bengals game? And, like, you're dealing with a fair bit of adversity because you're a week one head coach of the Browns a week ago, but you're also carrying this, like, 25-year psychological weight with you where you're clumped together with every other losing coach and every other failed GM and all the other issues. And, you know, so keep your head about you. I love that Kevin Stefanski is a very even keel. Even his demeanor going into the Bengals game, that's what you want from a head coach. There wasn't a lot of shenanigans. You know, there's just no sort of no nonsense. Put the head down. And that's who he is. And that's sort of everyone that's been around Kevin Stefanski says that. His players talk about his total obsession with football. And so I thought that he came out with a really organized plan. The players put it in motion. It worked. And so you just want that consistency. The best teams around the league, you don't have to go out and wonder if the Steelers are going to show up on defense. You don't. You look around the league, there's certain offenses, you know they're going to show up. And I think that from a coaching angle, and I'll point one thing out, like, for instance, Bill Callahan, offensive line coach. Look at some of the guys that have stepped up there. Wyatt Teller has been really great. Chris Hubbard, who was a hot mess a year ago, is obviously responded to good coaching and has grown. He played a really nice, did a nice job in place with Jack Conklin. So I think it's just building confidence. It's coaching, and Stefanski seems to have a grasp over that. So this is a great opportunity in Washington to build off of the Bengals game.
Mark Sessler is joining us from NFL.com. The defense has given up, Andy, what, 30 or more points in five straight games?
Yeah,
can the
right.
defense show up, Mark? I mean, is there enough talent there that this unit should be better, especially if some of these guys come back? Or are we looking at this kind of a performance all season long?
Defense is like one of the – it just doesn't always carry over year to year. And I thought there were games last year, even when the secondary was banged up, when they played really well early in the season, they completely fell off a cliff when Myles Garrett was sent into absentia. So, now he's back. They're relatively healthy up front. They get Olivier Vernon back. That would help. I think that they are what they are, and I don't see a sleeping giant on defense. Just looking around the league and kind of feel certain defenses that are exerting the will. I'd say Washington's defense has parts on it that make them much more interesting right now. Cleveland is in a new scheme again. I mean, this is every other season. So what happens with that, I can look back to a guy like Jabal Sheard, who was on the Browns, who I think very productive yep. player, played in four or five defenses. And it's like, how much can you ask these players to do when they're drafted to come in? Some of these guys were drafted to come in and be in Greg Williams' defense. Last year, they're in a completely different defense. Now they're in a third. And so it's not only the weight of having to learn new schemes year after year. It's like, are you actually the player they would have drafted to be in this? I think someone like Denzel Ward has been playing absolutely great. So if their stars, if their frontline players like a Myles Garrett, like Denzel Ward play the way they do, I think they'll survive. And if the offense can play the way it did last week, you'd be all right. But I to me, there's a long way to go at a couple positions on defense.
I'm just curious your take on all the injuries that we saw in the NFL last week. And, I'm wondering if it's, maybe the numbers are the same as what they always are on week two. I don't know that. And maybe we just had bigger names because, guys get hurt all the time. But what were your thoughts on the injuries? And then, in fact, they're checking out the stadium in New Jersey today, too, to try to make sure that maybe that's an issue. What's your thoughts?
Well, number one, if you remove – the preseason, you're probably going to have conditioning issues with some of the players. But the preseason, when you have those four games and you add up all the injuries that, you know, tic-tac in those practices and add up in games, it really probably all levels out. I always feel like there's a week every year in the NFL where everyone by Sunday night is in freak-out mode thinking something's wrong with the league on a conditioning angle or this or that. This has been a weird year, but usually that freak-out period is followed by a study that says, well, yeah, it looks bad because there were a couple big names attached to this, but the numbers injury-wise really haven't changed at all. I'd like to see a study for this time around, but I think last week's issues was also just weighted to the fact that it was Bosa, that it's these guys that, right. You know, the Niners go into MetLife and lose like three or four key players and have to go back there again. That's a weird situation because typically when you go into a visiting stadium where there's complaints about the turf, well, you're not going to go back there for at least another year. And in this case, AFC, NFC, another half decade. But now they have to go back into the same stadium where they've complained about the turf and deal with the Giants, a team that on their own right have a ton of injuries. So that's an unusual case. I think that's going to be under the microscope. But when it comes to injuries, I mean, I think part of it is just the nature year to year. I don't think statistically this will stand out as much, much more, especially when you remove those four preseason games. I mean, a lot of stuff happens. Think of what happened to Teddy Bridgewater before the season started a couple years ago. I mean, that is hazardous territory that they removed this year. It's just that we're getting all this stuff front-loaded now.
Mark, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Sessler, NFL.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.